Evening, everyone.
Evening.
Right. I've forgotten to give it a title today. So, never mind. It's really carrying on from my last morning sermon that I did, which was last week. But I'm going to go into one part of it, as opposed to in general. Who can remember what I did last week in the morning?
I can't remember anything. I can't remember what I did last week.
The question I asked, that's right, the question I asked at the beginning of the morning service is, what can Christians do to become more like Jesus? Right, and like I say, I'm going to go into that a little bit further. I've got two scriptures this evening, well, three scriptures actually, because I added an extra one in. But I'm going to give you a little clue as to what I'm going to be talking about. It's something that I think each one of us face in life at some point, perhaps daily, perhaps weekly. But this is a certain kind of a person, or a certain kind of an attitude within a person, and I'm going to give you maybe a bit of a demonstration of it now. So pay attention, and then I'll ask you what you think I was doing. What am I going to do? Right, what kind of...
Frustration.
Worrying. That's getting close. Probably. I might have got that as well. Is there a group going? I'm going to look a little bit tonight about anxiety. I think it's something which everyone here tonight might have had some. Anxiety is a worrying feeling. It's a feeling of uncertainty. Not knowing what's round the corner. Unsure what to do. It's not the same as fear. Fear is something completely different. So don't get confused with fear. With fear, it's knowing something is actually there in front of you, and that's when you can be fearful. But anxiety, it may never happen. It's something in the future. It's something, like I say, that you've got that feeling of uncertainty. I'm going to read you two scriptures now. The first one is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. It says there, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The second scripture is Matthew 11, verses 28-30. It says there, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I have got another scripture, but I'll bring that later. Can I be that person without anxiety? Without indecision? Without stress? Do you think that'd be nice? Do you think you'd all like to jump into those shoes? In that first scripture I read, it says, do not be anxious about anything. That's a hard challenge. I don't think I can say that I can't be anxious about anything anymore. I know God is my Father. I know God is my King. But as I walk a Christian life, can I say that I'm not going to be anxious about anything around me, about anything in front of me, about anything that in some ways, because being anxious you don't really know what's going to happen, it's not a certainty, but being anxious can cause a lot of issues. It is a challenge. Is it just the way we are as people? Is it just the way we've been created? Is there something inside us that is making us anxious in situations? Or can we demonstrate the Christ-likeness in whatever situation, however unique that situation is to us? Can it be that it's just a case of how this is implying in Scripture that we can say, no, I'm not going to be anxious. No, No, I'm not going to worry about that. Oh, dear. Wouldn't it be easy if we could just say no? I'm not going to be anxious. I think we can all fail. This is quite simply answered because we've not attained perfection. We're still on a learning curve. We're still becoming into that Christ likeness. So what can we learn from these scriptures? Although there are many references for anxiety within scripture, I want to really stick to these two that I've mentioned. But I've picked another scripture out as well. And I'll use it now to point out in some ways a simple answer to this question. And in all ways points us exactly in the right direction to follow. While I was thinking about this message, I thought, I'm looking at Christ-likeness. I'm looking at our walking in Christ-likeness. So then I wondered, as my mind does sometimes, I wondered, was Jesus ever anxious? I thought, well, that's an interesting question. And the time that stood out to me, although there may be more times than this in Scripture, the time that stood out to me was when our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Matthew 26, verses 38 to 39, it says there, "Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell to his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is at all possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. We may not use these words in our anxious moment, when we're feeling that uncertainty, when we may be not knowing what's round the corner or unsure what to do. But I'm sure we can relate to that experience, that decision, that choice. But I think even at this point, Christ, when he said those words, "May this cup be taken from me," that even then, Christ might have felt a little anxious. But then, I said, it shows us the direction. It shows us the route that we can look to. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Yet not as I will, but as you will. So yes, anxiety will face us from day to day, from week to week maybe, in our daily situations. In the first two scriptures, what can our response be? We sung earlier today one of my favourite choruses, I can't think how it starts. "Father God, I wonder." And in the chorus part of that, it says, "I will sing your praises." In Philippians, we read, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Yeah. I say it again, rejoice. And just as we resonate within the chorus of that particular chorus, "I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises." Could this be reflected in our anxious moments? Could we sing praises in our anxious moments? Give it to God. Christ knew at that moment in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours. I will sing your praises." It also continues then in that particular scripture in Philippians, "But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." If you're anxious, take it to God. Don't dwell on it. Take it to God. Why should we do that? Because then it says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding." What a great word that is. The peace of God will transcend. That's to be, or to go beyond what we can understand. We might not understand why we're anxious. We may see a situation coming and not understand exactly what's happening. But God understands. God goes beyond understanding. We just need to take it to Him. In the second scripture, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, a yoke is a great big lump of wood. Now, they had single yokes, but the majority of yokes were designed for two cattle. And they would go round the two cattle's necks, or sometimes round the horns. And a yoke itself would weigh 70 pounds or 35 kilograms on average in new money. So that's before you've got the plough on the back of it. Do we normally carry 35 bags of sugar or whatever on his necks? Do you like carrying 35 bags of sugar on your neck? Anxiety, it weighs a lot and it can load you down. Take God's yoke and the journey will change. Throughout Scripture, because of when Scripture was written, a lot of references are to farming life. Now, there's not a lot of farmers around now, but and most of the farmers that are around have got nice big machines to do the big work, and so it's quite a steady number, really. But I'm talking of being more Christ-like. Christ referred to farming in a lot of his terminology, and in a lot of scripture it's written in that kind of a spoken word. But Christ also asked each one of us to be farmers. Each one of us to go out and plough those fields. I mean, that was basically what the Great Commission was all about. So each one of us have got that challenge within our Christ-likeness. So to do God's work and to be as Jesus was in Christ's likeness, we've got to use the right farming equipment. So you've got to really take that offering of God's yoke, because that'll pull the plough a lot easier. So, Will you be anxious now? Probably the answer is, yeah, I'll still be anxious. Because that's how we are. But from these scriptures, we can become more Christ-like. We can turn the cog a little and take things to Jesus. Take things to our Lord. We can, dare I say it, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. We can, in every situation, pray. We can give petition. We can give thanksgiving. We can present our requests to our Lord. And the peace of God can come into those situations. The peace of God can make the difference in those anxious moments. The peace which transcends all understanding. I don't think I'll be able to say no in all anxious moments. But what I do know is that Christ can take that burden. Christ can give me rest. Take my yoke and learn from me. That's not my words. That's our Lord's words. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The practical thing we can learn from these few verses is to seek our Lord, to know that He's there, to follow His plan and purpose, to give praise. To give praise for what God gives, but to seek Him in all things. Amen.